Here we are, Brew Chatters, back at it again for another rousing episode of the Brew Chat Podcast. I'm Tanner, your host, back at it again, as usual. And before we get into things, I want to remind you, get down to Riverside Wine Spirits every Friday and Saturday, 4 to 6. Friday, they're having their growler promos. You can get down there and talk to a rep, talk to somebody from the brewery, taste the beers, then get you a growler filled, and you get a little bit of a discount. And it, you know, don't tell Uncle Sam, but basically cuts out the tax. You know, I think it's about a 10% discount. That's always a good time. And then Saturdays, and that's every single Saturday, 4 to 6, you can get down there for a wine tasting. That is a free wine tasting. You nailed it. Free wine tasting. That's right. Free wine. Do you hear me? Free wine. And that's at Riverside Wine Spirits every Friday and Saturday, located right on Manufacturers Road under Old Giotti Bridge. And Brew Skies is coming up in April, April 13th to be exact. And I'm not 100% sure, but I'd say it's safe to bet that the VIP tickets are sold out. They would allow you to get into the festival an hour earlier, so that ensures you get all the food you want, all the drinks you want. Because once the big crowd gets there, stuff starts to go pretty quick, so you don't always get a chance to try every single item that's at the festival. You get in there for the early bird VIP admission ticket, you do get to try everything. But hey, if you weren't lucky enough to score one of those VIP early admission tickets, don't fear. Get on down there. It's still going to be a great festival. There'll still be plenty of food and things like that for you to get. Just make sure you get there early. Don't show up in the last leg of the festival and then wonder why you didn't get a slider. Don't do that. Get on down to Brew Skies. It's down at the Chattanooga Juju, April 13th. We'll be down there filming, doing some good stuff. I've got a beer that's going to be debuting at the festival. We're going to be putting a little ice cream in there. It should be a great time. Again, that's Brew Skies on April 13th, and all the proceeds from that go to help the Chattanooga Breakfast Rotary Club, which is a great, great outfit. They do a lot of good stuff. Then I want to remind you, get on over. Listen to tons of other great beer podcasts on the Hopped Up Network. We're on there as well, and you can also find us at brewchat.com. It's Brew Chat with two T's across the board, people. It's at Brew Chat. We're on Twitter, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, Twitch, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you name it, we got it, people. Get on out there, like, link, follow us, share us around. Make sure you subscribe for all the latest episodes of the Brew Chat Podcast. Make sure you get them before anybody else does. We've got a great episode for you this week. It's just me and Jared, but it's always fun for us to come back and be able to do an episode, you know, like the good old days. A couple years ago when we first started this thing up, it's always a good time to come back to our roots. Do an episode just us. And yeah, this is a good episode. We've got lots of great beers. You know, every time I go down to Riverside, I'm always excited about what beers I'm getting. You know, there are times I'm a little more excited than others. And yesterday was one of the latter days. Is, you know, some days I go down there and I don't see anything that's really particularly striking my fancy, even though they've got a great selection. It's just, we've been doing this show for three and a half years now. Yeah, I've gone through most of their beers down there, and I try to get something new for every episode. So it's like, it's diminishing returns, people. The longer this goes, the harder it is for me to find beers I've not had. So yesterday when I was down there, down at Riverside, saw three beers that not only was I excited about, I was ecstatic to bring these beers back and try them. One of them was this, it was from Boulevard Brewing. It was a Space Camper IPA. Of course, Galaxy hops in there. I think it had some Simcoe, some Amarillo, some Galaxy. It had some great art on the can. It's like, you know, I don't care what anyone says. As far as beer is concerned, I will very much judge a book by its cover. If you've got an attractive can design, I will pick it up because I like artsy fartsy stuff too among beer. So if you've got a good can design, I am a little more likely to pick that up. But yeah, so the Space Camper IPA from Boulevard Brewing had a great can design that I liked. It and once we got it back here to the studio, it tasted phenomenal. It was a really good IPA, just like real even keel, real refreshing. You know, with the weather getting better, that's kind of why I grabbed it, is, you know, the weather's been getting nicer. It's sunny. We're through our two-month flooding, whatever you want to call it. The first 2 months here, it just rained to no end, our two-month monsoon. So we're through that. We got some nice weather. So I decided, hey, these nice weather beers are hitting the market, so I'm going to get one of these Space Camper IPAs. It'd be a great pool beer. Back to good design on that, another one that I really liked was this, it was from Almanac, and it was a passion fruit sour, which I honestly, I thought it was very champagne-y, very champagne-y. Didn't really get a whole lot of passion fruit coming through on it, but it was still a tasty beer. It was very easy to drink. And for those that think they, you know, they don't really like IPAs, but sours go a little too far, I think this could hit the mark for you. It's just, it tastes like some champagne. Real easy drinking, real light beer. I think it was only like 4.2 to 4.7%, something like that. Real light beer. But the one that I was most excited about is I've had this one down at Barley a couple times. They've got it on Nitro down there. Well, I don't know if they do currently, but they did a little bit, you know, a little before and after Christmas. They had it down there on Nitro. But the Saugatuck Brewing Neapolitan Milk Stout. This beer is amazing, and I was excited to try it because I had not tried just the normal version, and for those that have listened to the show for a while, you know that I personally, I'm not a huge fan of a Nitro pour. It makes me a little gassy, a little farty, and it just makes me feel a little bloated and gross, and I don't like it. So I normally shy away from the Nitro beers, but this one was just so damn good and creamy. I mean, I withstood the farts, people. I had to. It was so good. So I was very excited to try it out of a bottle where it's not Nitro. Let me tell you, people, way better. I mean, if you like Nitro, to each their own, but not a big fan of it. And it coming out of a bottle, it was so good. You could taste each layer, the chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, each layer of Neapolitan ice cream in there. It tastes like you've just turned a carton of melted Neapolitan ice cream up to your mouth hole, started pouring it down your gullet. It is so, so good. And then Jared brings by this Jim Beam Budweiser, which took me by surprise. It was that's all I'll say about that. But yeah, I think that's about it. We've got a good episode though, aside from the beers. You know, like I said, it's just Jared and I, so we've got a little bit of update on the Rockdale situation. Updating you on that, we talk about Carnival Cruise Line has apparently brewed beers on a ship. I don't quite know how you do that with a ship rocking back and forth, but I guess it'll work. I don't know. I don't know shit about ships, so. Who knows? We're also talking about James Gunn, who has been reinstated. He was fired, you know, probably about a year ago from Guardians of the Galaxy 3 for posting some tweets that were 10 years old. And it was just, you know, it was a whole kerfuffle of bullshit. But James Gunn's back for Guardians of the Galaxy 3. His buddy Dave Bautista, who plays Drax, held out for him and was basically saying, hey, if you don't get him back and use his script, that's what I signed a contract for. I'm not going to be Drax. And I love Dave Bautista as Drax, so I'm... You know, and I love James Gunn as a director, so I'm very glad that James Gunn is back for Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Talking about that, we're talking about Captain Marvel a little bit. Spoilers abound if you have not seen Captain Marvel. Don't listen past this intro, or at least listen up to, I think it's about halfway through the episode when we start talking about it. So once you hear me drop Captain Marvel, I'll give you another spoiler warning. But don't listen to it. Don't get spoiled on that movie. It's good. And then we're talking about, you know, Kevin Feige, the larger Marvel Cinematic Universe, and as he's dubbing it, the first 22 films, the Infinity Saga. We're talking about that a little bit. We talk about this new Avengers trailer, things we're looking forward to on that. And then I lay the law down on a new event we've got coming up on May 24th, people. We're doing the Brew Chat Comedy Tour. We're going to load up 6 comics on a bus, drop them around to different breweries, do some beer, do some comedy. I don't know. To me, beer, comedy, it's a match made in heaven. Who doesn't like to drink? Who doesn't like to laugh? Lame people, that's who. That's who. So, yeah, we're starting the Brew Chat Comedy Tour. We're going to be flooding you guys with some promotional material for that over the next coming weeks. So make sure you get down to that. It's going to be, I think we're starting at Naked River Brewing, going from there over to Hutton & Smith, Brew Market, and then back to Chattanooga Brewing Company so you can kind of make a full round. And we're going to, yeah, we're lots of details coming about that. So I'm going to quit babbling here. That's about all I got. That is about all I got for this intro. So let's get into it. Here's episode 185 of the Brew Chat Podcast. Another episode of the Brew Chat Podcast, episode 185, and it's one of our classic episodes of just like, it's like the old days.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
We can make it if we try.
No, it's nice to come back like with no guests once in a while and just like, we can do whatever, like the early days.
We don't have anything to plug.
No, nothing.
Except us.
And Bumble.com.
And Bumble.com. Yeah. And my hat looks kind of ridiculous because it's on over my thing, so I'm going to go ahead and lose this for now.
Yeah, I'm going to switch back to my Riverside hat. And go make the first move, people. Yeah. Anyway, let's see what we got here. We got a beer out here for you too, Randy.
Yeah, Randy gets to be a little bit of a more of a feature.
Rowdy Randy gets to chime in here.
Mm-hmm. We'll let him keep his mic on there.
Like glassy shirt, yeah.
This guy. Oh, that's one shot. Good. One shot Randy. What are we drinking on? The Space Camper?
This is from Boulevard Brewing out of Kansas City, Missouri. The Space Camper Cosmic IPA. It doesn't have any information. It's 5.9% ABV. Ooh. Juicy hop blast. That's all it says. Space camper.
Camper.
Like where you would sleep, not where you would store your clothes.
I wonder if they've got those galaxy hops in there.
Oh,
Do we have galaxy on the wall here?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus, those are all old as fuck. That's why I've been hitting the bags.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Space camper. Do we have some?
Oh, yeah.
The Space Camper Cosmic IPA. Space Camper Cosmic IPA. Oh, no. Is an exhilarating initiation into a mind-bending alternate universe of India Pale Ales. Our brewers employ massive hop additions at the end of the boil and during fermentation to minimize upfront bitterness and create a juicy IPA bursting with tropical fruit flavors and aromas of nectar and citrus. Recommended glassware, pint glass. Need one, get it here. There's a link on the website, which is handy. 5.98 BV, or no. And 50 IBUs. Color is a 12 on the EBC scale. And they are available on draft and in a 12-ounce can. Then you can find some beers near you. Oh, tasting notes and everything. Oh, thank you, Boulevard Brewing. Juicy mango, peach, and bright pineapple aroma.
Oh, nailed it.
Yes,
yeah.
Nailed it.
Yucanat, El Dorado, and Galaxy Varietals. Hey, Daisy, how about you get out from under the camera here? I need to cut the music off here. Get off the, yeah. For those watching, you probably see my cat in the lower right hand of the frame there. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there she is. That is Daisy, spelled like Jay-Z. She used to have an illustrious hip-hop career, but no longer.
Scared to get off of there now? Come on.
Yeah. She can get off there. She's a big girl, figuratively and literally. Daisy.
She's thick. All right, let's talk about this malt build here. Oh, she's up in the window. Noise.
Okay, just needed to get her out of the camera.
Pillowy, subtle, and slightly sweet.
Here she is.
Needy. Old Rowdy Randy had to get her motor running with that catnip earlier.
Yeah, got her all revved up.
Mm-hmm. She did.
Oh, she loves the nip. She's starting to shed, though, because it's getting warm, which is why I picked this beer, actually.
It's nice, refreshing beer.
We've got this weird weather right now. I feel like we're always complaining about the weather in Chattanooga. Like, it's either too hot, it's too rainy. Right now, it's deceptive outside. Mm-hmm. It looks phenomenal.
Feels great.
But it's a little chilly for my taste.
Oh, okay.
Like, yesterday looked great, but it was a little chilly. Yeah.
28 this morning, huh?
Yeah, Exhibit A.
Yeah, it's fluctuating. Keeps you on your toes. Dress in layers, kids.
But it's coming up. When I went to pick beer for this episode, I was like, you know, I'm moving away. I'm not really feeling any browns or anything like that. And that's why I grabbed this. I was like, it seemed like a nice, good, warm day beer. I couldn't resist though, this Neapolitan milk stout. I did grab that, but
I see that over there.
But it's also why I grabbed that sour over there.
Yeah, we got a nice variety going on.
Yeah.
And I grabbed for some sippers these,
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This guy, the Terrapin Luau.
What were these cans you had earlier?
These Terrapin Luau?
No, but you had some empty cans you said you wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right there.
I grabbed these over at the Brew Market and Beer Garden, and they are empty, but I drank them all, and they were fantastic. It's a pack that they gave them as a sample, and I decided they sold them individually, and I grabbed one of each. So it starts with this is Revolution Brewing, by the way, brewed in Chicago. It starts with the Anti-Hero IPA, and I think I took a picture of the box because it has descriptions of all of them. But that's the base. That is 6.7%. And all of these have different hop builds. And I think...
El Dorado, Crystal.
Yeah, something. El Dorado, Crystal, and the Cashmere. The Cashmere is all right. That one's 7%, though. But yeah, there's the case that they come in, it's like a 12-pack sampler, and you get three of each. And yeah, it's great. It's a great exploration and a good journey. And they're all pretty damn good beers. But if you don't like hops, you might not like it because some of them are a little funky.
We should do an episode. Actually, I'm going to write this down. But an episode specifically against hops. We've not really done that. But there are people that just don't like hops.
That's true. Yeah, we have.
So I'm going to write this down right here.
Yeah.
Episode against hops.
For the... Hold on. For the record, the other ones, there's the anti-hero, like I said, is the base. There's the Crystal Hero. It's 7.2%. The Cashmere Hero is 7%. And the El Dorado Hero is 7.2%. So it's kind of... They go up in ABV as well.
Nice.
Kind of neat. Yeah. If you're looking for a big IPA series. And pick them out there.
Yeah.
Go ahead and...
One, we're also sipping on some Nailed It.
Nailed It. Yeah.
That was like superhero strength. That's how being a superhero would feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if they were full, it probably would have been perfect. But they were empty, as I previously mentioned. And I don't know my own strength sometimes.
We're also sipping on this. It's a Hutton & Smith Blonde.
A workout.
I can't tell where I got it. Had a good bit of fortune this weekend. It was St. Paddy's Day. I hope everybody out there had a safe St. Paddy's Day, made good choices. I decided this St. Paddy's Day, I was like, I'm not going to do shit. I'm going to play the safe card. And I was like, the big day was Saturday because it was on Sunday. The big day for it was on Saturday. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to drink. I'm just going to have a chill day at home, do some laundry, chill out. My day did not go that way at all, at all. I got hit up by this guy that he'd had some kegs from Hutton & Smith donated for an event. I don't even want to say how many kegs because I don't want to give away his ID because his whole point of this was he had been given some kegs for an event that were donated and he didn't use all of the beer and he didn't want to give it back. It was a classic office episode of having a surplus or just any surplus scenario. He didn't want to give the kegs back with beer still in them on the off chance that they don't give him that much beer next year. So he was looking for people to come fill up a keg.
Yeah, kill a keg.
Or not a keg, but to come kill it with some growlers or something. He hit up Brew Chat. Was like, heard you guys have a beer podcast, could do this. So went and filled up 11 growlers. Gave some to the Brew Mart over there, Eric.
Yeah.
Gave some to him. Yeah, it's a little flat, but it's still very tasty.
It's good.
Testament to Hutton & Smith. I mean, they do good stuff. It's the best beer in town that's being brewed, in my opinion.
You said this is the Belayon?
I can't remember if it's the Belayon or a different blonde.
They have such a wide selection.
Yeah.
It's hard to...
I can't remember. I do know it's a blonde, though. So, it doesn't look like it, but that's at least what it said.
It's a dirty blonde.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's drinkable.
Mm-hmm.
And with this, we'll have successfully killed the growlers, which is good. But that was just it. I was like, man, I wasn't even going to drink today. And you're just going to drop 11. Like, I could have filled up more. I could have probably gotten 20 growlers out of him. Yeah, it's maybe the Belayer. There's the Belayon and then the Belayers, I'm pretty sure.
Mm.
But yeah, it was just destiny wanted me to drink that day. So I did.
It happens.
And then I ended up down at Tremont down here, Lake Tremont, and there's this little guy, I don't know what ethnicity is, but he's got a pretty heavy accent, and he's got a goatee as well, and he works at the Gucci Gallon right there.
Okay.
Next to Tremont, across, you know, right there in that neighborhood. Saw him in there rocking a denim outfit, triple denim.
The Canadian tuxedo.
Yeah, he had a denim jacket, denim shirt tucked in, denim pants.
Shit.
And he was in there. I've never seen him out. I see him in the gas station all the time down there. But he was in there, man. I hope he's okay because he was standing there. He wasn't drunk because I saw him when he got there. He'd had like half a beer, just timbers, you know, just.
Oh, damn.
Timbers and falls back. And the sound, his head hit, like, I remember hearing it.
Oh.
And he couldn't get up. They tried to get him up, and his legs just weren't working. So somebody called an ambulance. Like, so on and so forth. Well, we saw him in the gas station like an hour later. He was like, oh, I'm fine, my friend. I just did not eat today. Like, I'm fine. It happens sometimes. Like, it's man, you like, need to go to the hospital.
Oh, my like, God.
I mean, I've gotten there where I've not eaten, but I've never gotten that bad.
Yeah, but like...
Like where you're a little famished, but...
his head on the pavement there?
I don't know if it caused any damage, but I heard the sound.
Oh, that's rough.
And so I just worry about him. I hope he's okay, but... I
hope so, too.
Yeah, it ended up being a fairly eventful day. And then I ended up getting in a deep conversation with John Ike, who was on the episode the other week. Mm-hmm. And good old... Tim, weird Tim Shields. And
I still need a picture of his poster, like his face on a poster.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could do. He doesn't want me to show that clip. I wish I could, though.
The weird Tim face?
The weird Tim face. But
I'm glad he finally saw that. If you're watching.
Okay, mute your mic, Randy. We can hear you hacking in there.
Sweet.
Yeah, if you're gonna talk, leave it on. Like, or maybe just like maybe even move it a different direction than the keyboard. But well, also my I don't know. I updated my computer recently and it just killed the keyboard somehow. Mm. Like drivers for the USB wireless receiver weren't working anymore.
Shit.
So I gotta get a new keyboard and I had a wired one just laying around here. But it sounds like you're hacking the mainframe, no matter what you're doing. Just yeah. But yeah, I hope that dude's okay. My Saturday.
Yeah, that is eventful.
Ended up being, yeah, fairly fucking eventful. Yeah. It was not what I intended. I was just like, and I didn't even get my laundry done.
God damn.
That was my goal for the day. It was like, I'm just going to chill out, not drink today. Get myself a break.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. I had a cold over the weekend.
Ah.
I'm still getting over it. You can probably hear a little bit, but like, I don't know. It was just like my nose started running and it was all day. And then it got stuffed up the next day, moving like from side to side. Yeah. And then now it's a little clearer. And then tomorrow, maybe it'll be gone.
It was tomorrow's just, a new day.
Tomorrow's always a new day.
Yeah.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
Oh, is this food pairings for the beer we're drinking?
Yeah.
Chicken biryani. Carnitas.
Ginger tuna poke. Okay. Gorgonzola cheese. Key lime pie.
I think it's poke, like a poke bowl.
Poke. Carnitas. Yeah. Estos carnitas.
Mm. Dude, I was reading... well, actually, before I get into that, I want to give an update on this Rockdale shortage.
We also have nutrition info, just real quick
here. Dude, actually, yeah, pull up this nutrition info.
Oh, okay.
176 calories, 14 carbs. All right.
Perfect.
But no, I've got an update on the Rockdale situation.
Finally.
Yeah. And
it's not good though.
I gotta have that because the controversy's kind of died down.
Yeah.
So I was talking to Stephanie. Stephanie's coming on in the next coming weeks to give us a little bit because I've got a hypothesis here. We're gonna put on some tinfoil hats, but basically Rockdale's dead. That's Rockdale's dead. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Is they've just killed the brand, but it is brewed by a company that is a contract brewer that just brews beers for like, they were basically brewing Rockdale for Walmart is kind of what the deal was. And they've got a beer that they brew for Kroger.
Yep.
That, and Stephanie was showing it to me. It looks like a fancy craft brand. Like if you didn't know any better, you would go in there and buy it. It may be good. I don't know. I just don't like the deception that Kroger's like trying to be like, no, we need like a value brand craft beer. Like if it's good, it's good. Like, and maybe it is. Rockdale was tasty.
Yeah.
For a cheap light lager, it was tasty.
Yeah. It was inoffensive too.
Yeah.
Which like Miller Lite, you lost our macro challenge, bottom of 7.
World Brews. That's who it's brewed by.
World Brews in California. Yeah. No, Miller Lite tastes like armpit butt.
Yeah.
Not in the good way.
Yeah. I'll drink it, but it's gross. And they're killing Rockdale. They're killing that whole brand. What we're putting our tinfoil hats on about, and it's taking her a minute to get on the show because she's trying to, bless her heart, trying to pull us some beers from Knoxville markets and some different markets so we can compare and contrast.
Yeah.
And
I'm excited.
My postulation here is that Rockdale, that's a pretty good recipe for a light lager.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, you're killing the brand. What you going to do with that recipe? Who's saying this whole time they've not been brewing Rockdale Lager for the Southeast and then brewing using that exact same recipe but brewing it under a different label
Rockmont.
For somebody on the West Coast?
Yep, Rockmont Lager.
Yeah. There's nothing to say they're not doing that and just labeling it two different beers, putting in two different markets. Yep. And so that's why she's going to bring some different beers on the show. We're going to put our tinfoil hats on and try some different beers and compare and contrast I'm convinced that is happening. Is that Rockdale, basically, too long didn't read here, Rockdale Light is still being brewed. It's just behind a different label, which wouldn't surprise me. It was dirt cheap. So they take that same recipe, just move it up brand and charge a little more for it.
Yeah. It's going to be somewhere.
That's my
keep an eye out
hypothesis
for new, like, local, but not really local, just big name.
Yeah, it'll be some places. Weird craft beer
store brand, yeah. New store brand macro lagers that you haven't seen. It may be Rockdale.
Here's one on the beer subreddit. I saw this beer in my local Walmart and got two cases. Wait, scroll back up, Randy. Got two cases. I can't seem to find anything on the internet about it or alcohol content. Has anyone heard about it? About 83 calories. All right, whatever.
Walmart's private label. My distributor just picked it up. No specifics yet. That was 3 years ago.
Yeah, we're not going to get any updates. Because that was our problem is, you know, we're not just lazy and misinformed. We've looked shit up about this. But there's very little. There's no online presence about it. They've got social media accounts, but they've not been updated in forever.
Yeah. Nope. If you guys can find some Rockdale, we've been fans of it since the beginning.
Yeah. It's just a decent light lager that's, we've rinsed our glasses out with it.
Our tweets.
Like, yeah. They did like our tweets.
Yeah.
And we liked them for liking our
tweets. We sure did. And we liked theirs sometimes, but they didn't really tweet.
No, they didn't do shit.
It's more reactive.
What is this Charlize Theron that
Randy's all about this thing.
Yeah,
so
what is this?
Let's go ahead and pop this on up here. Okay, this is
the Budweiser we're at, which I'll go ahead and open mine so we can talk about it. Wait, you need to change the audio to out here. Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Woo! I'm there all day! Yes! Woo!
Hold my beer.
The iconic phrase.
This is my recital. I think it's very good. To rock
around,
that's right,
on top.
They drink it, it's up like, here we go. It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time, it's tricky. Tricky,
Budweiser Reserve Copper Lager. There's a new Bud in town.
Oh my god, I love her.
Woohoo! Here we go!
I wonder how much that commercial cost them.
Oh my god.
Like getting her as the talent, like that song.
Oh man!
Oh man! Yeah, I've seen him before.
Woo! My man, all day. Yes.
Yeah, this guy. He was in Luke Cage.
Yeah, I think he was the chess guy, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Woo! Over at Pops.
He's
seen her do this before.
Hold my beer.
No, this isn't a bad beer.
Actually,
it's not terrible. I wouldn't buy it, but that's just, I wouldn't buy any Budweiser typically, but.
Mm-hmm. I saw it there. I hadn't seen it before. And it's a
6.2% ABV Budweiser Copper Lager.
Yeah.
Aged on real Jim Beam barrel staves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something I will say is it being a little barrel aged, it's not in your face about it like most other barrel-aged stuff.
Well,
like, I get real tired of that.
It wasn't in a barrel. I think they used, like...
Or in barrel staves.
Yeah.
What is a barrel stave?
I think those are the shavings We can get Rowdy Randy on this, but I think that's which like then, wood chips that you get, and you well, dump yeah. them in the vat and like.
And if Budweiser isn't gonna lie about barrels, you know, barrel shavings or whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they pour. It's like okay, the
yeah, it's slats.
The slats from the barrel, yeah.
Yeah, which is not that different. It is because it holds yeah. in all the stuff when you're in there. But so this is a flavorful American copper lager. Brewed with 2-row barley and aged on real Jim Beam bourbon barrel staves for a toasted oak aroma, a deliciously nutty taste with caramel rye and vanilla notes, and a smooth finish. It's from the Reserve Collection.
It's got a nice amber golden color.
Ah. Thirsty for more? Tap into your beer.com. Thirsty for more info. We got more over here. Okay. To celebrate...
It's very crisp.
Yeah. To celebrate the freedom we have as Americans to do and drink what we love, Budweiser Brewmasters and Jim Beam's Master Distillers come together to create this first ever collaboration brew to toast to the 85th anniversary of the repeal of Prohibition on December 5th, 1933. Hmm. Introducing Budweiser Reserve Collection Copper Lager, a flavorful American copper lager brewed with 2-row barley and aged in a real Jim Beam bourbon.
Why is that not a holiday? December 5th? Prohibition repeal day?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Let's get on that. I'd sign that. Mm.
Yeah, I would celebrate that holiday.
6.2%. And it's in these fancy little glass bottles that are like, you know, different shaped.
Than yeah, I do like the bottles. But I mainly only like them because they're different.
Mm-hmm.
It does have some tiny. It may have been just this is a flavorful American copper lager. Is that what you just read?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that on there? I
didn't think it was on. Yeah, it's tiny the though.
Okay. Yeah.
Genuine.
These are all right though.
Yeah, it's not terrible. I've not seen these before. To my knowledge, I don't think I have.
I found them at Walmart where the Rockdales would have been.
What are they running like? Are they pricier?
A little bit more, yeah. But I still don't think it was more than $10 a six pack.
Yeah. Let's, do you want to grab the almanac there?
I do, actually.
You guys watching and listening, well, listening, you probably don't give a fuck. But watching, you may be curious why we're using different glasses tonight. I'm waiting on a plumber to come tomorrow and clean my sink. I cannot run my dishwasher until my sink is fixed. It's clogged up pretty bad. So our glasses from last week never got clean. So
I'm going to take this one here.
This one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think I got one over here somewhere. I did. I don't know what happened to it. This one may explode. No?
That's good. Yeah.
Did you hear that James Gunn got reinstated?
Oh, really?
Service tension.
Oh.
I'll take that. Yeah, you know, he got fired off Guardians of the Galaxy. This is champagne-y.
Goodness gracious.
Super bubbly.
I want to let that settle a little bit there. Oh, the quote. Make the first move.
Make the first move.
Bumble.com.
They did say they may paint this wall yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Heard it here
get
first.
Get this whole room yellow.
Yeah.
Table, us, everything.
Everything, yeah. Yeah. It'd be like the Blue Man Group, but just...
Yeah, like some sort of weird art yellow. Art show.
Yeah. Maybe like a beer colored yellow. Maybe they could change their color up a little bit. It's really bright.
Yeah, maybe we collaborate.
Yeah.
Get them to meet us halfway to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, from their like pastel. No, this is, I'm not getting, this is supposed to have passion fruit in it, and I'm not getting a lot of passion fruit. I just get a, it's just a decent light sour. It's real champagne-y, real bubbly.
Mm-hmm.
Makes my cheeks flush a little bit.
Mm-hmm. What's the ABV in here? I can taste passion fruit. I can't really smell it, but my nose is still a little stuffed up.
It's from Almanac Brewing Company. And it does not tell me the... there it is. 6.5% ABV, which it does not taste like. Sour farmhouse ale, aged in oak barrels with cedar spirals, passion fruit, and spices. Like I said, 6.5% ABV. It's the Passion Project from Almanac Beer Company. Farm to barrel, brewed in Northern California. I do like their bottle. They have this really nice, like, raised printing on the bottle. That's nice.
Oh, like Stone does?
Yeah, it's a real nice bottle.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, fancy.
It's like gold and white, which are two good colors.
Oh, I see what they do here. So they've got their main brewing stuff as part of the bottle, and then this bottom bit is a label for whatever beer they've got.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a good idea.
Well, we had one of their cans not too long ago. It was a green can. I think it was a IPA.
That's right. Yeah.
And that was pretty good.
Yeah, these Almanac guys have been doing all right.
Yeah. Brewed or established in 2010. Sour farmhouse ale. Aged in oak barrels. Mm-hmm. With cedar spirals.
Cedar spirals.
Cedar spirals.
I guess that's like... You just, like, shave off bits of it or something, and it gets, like,
yeah, spiraling. Well, it's like cedar, but it's spiraled.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, I got it.
You twist it. Twist a turvy into the beer.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Spanish cedar spirals.
I, honest to God, wasn't that far off, to be honest.
Oh.
Hmm.
I've seen those. Cedar spirals.
Huh.
Huh. Yeah.
No, the beer
yeah.
The beer, we filmed some shit with it. You know, I was brewing a beer over at Brew Market. Mm-hmm. You were there. It's coming along. We taste it. And, you know, you taste it. And we hadn't even added chocolate. And it was just in your face chocolate.
Yeah.
And then we've added some Hershey's, straight up Hershey bars. And we're going to add some Hershey syrup. You know, for those that have not watched past episodes, goals to have something that you can just put some vanilla bean ice cream on top of. We're going to have it at Bruce Guys. You'll be able to try it.
Yeah.
It's going to be fucking amazing.
This thing's pretty good.
Like, it's a little too light for me. Like, it doesn't quite have the flavor, which if you're looking for bang for your buck, well, not bang for your buck, but I guess like bang for your flavor. It's a little bit sour, mm-hmm. a little champagne-y. And it's 6.5, where I would expect this to be more like 4.2. 4.5,
yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it made me keep wanting more because, like, it's leaving me. It's leaving me dry. Why, thank you.
Why, thank you. I'm excited to get on this last one. I can't remember if this is the beer that I had down at Barley. You know, I've talked about it before. This past year is where I really learned to love stouts.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I may have gotten into them through dessert stouts. But I got into them nevertheless.
Got to get into something through something.
And I'm not even that big on nitros, but they had this on nitro. I'm pretty sure it was this one. I know it was a Neapolitan milk stout, and they had it on nitro at Barley, but I don't know if it was this specific one. But I don't know anybody else that makes a Neapolitan milk stout, so I'm going to assume that it's the same.
Yeah, let's get in it. You told me about this, so I've been looking forward to this one. I enjoy a good stout. I get burned out on barrel aged stuff, but I like it. I like it every now and then. But like we tried a whole shitload of barrel aged stouts when we were at that tasting over at the Brew Mart. We had like the whole. Oh, those fucking stouts, they were so good. They're all so good, but they're all aged in bourbon or something with chocolate or with something else. Not that they weren't fucking delicious, but after a while,
yeah,
it's a little much.
To be honest, I've gotten really tired here recently of that sweet barrel agey taste.
Yeah.
I overdid it for myself this, like, in the past couple months. Like, I've just grown tired of it.
It's
like,
a lot.
Yeah.
Got one of those for old Randy.
Yeah, we got you one of these if you want it, Randy. Oh, it already smells. It smells like Neapolitan ice cream.
It does.
Oh, my God.
You get the vanilla, strawberry, and chocolate in
there. Yeah. That's what's weird is you do get all three.
Like I was saying, like the other one, I could barely smell this stuff, but this, like my nose is stuffed up. I can still get all this.
That gave me goosebumps for real. Like, whew. Like, for real. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Made in Michigan. 6%.
6.6.
I just couldn't read. It's just 6 even.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been stumbling a little myself. This is interesting. Yeah. Oh, it's good.
Damn.
But yeah. it's
and only $2.29 for a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad at all.
Nope, that's really good. And
I will say, if this I'm tasting this, it's definitely the same one I had at Barley. And I gotta say, I prefer it just regular, but I prefer most things regular and not on nitro. It was so creamy on nitro.
Really good on nitro.
Well, nitro just like it makes me fart, man.
Yeah.
Like it makes me super gassy.
I'm usually not a fan of nitro, but I think this would just it would just be ice cream.
It basically
it would taste like if you got like a quart of it or whatever in one of those cardboard boxes and just let it melt and then put it in a glass and drink it. That's what it would taste like.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
I mean, this already tastes like you're just drinking melted Neapolitan ice cream, which is, you know, that's definitely what they put in it. They had to.
That is ridiculous.
That's tasty.
Wow. Yeah, no, I'm going to say that's my pick of the night. I like that.
Oh, for sure. And I knew it would be.
We're going to catch some flack or whatever from some people being like, oh, you guys just blah, blah, blah.
I mean, it's just, whatever. It's tasty. Yeah. Wait, Randy, what do you think here?
Yeah, I want to hear your opinion on this movie.
Yeah, the Neapolitan here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think of the Cosmic IPA? Because it was like sweet and citrusy.
How about that Bud Fancy? No, you didn't like the Bud Fancy over this one here?
Yeah, the Bud Fancy compared to this is just garbage.
I know.
Like,
I know.
I mean, that is a garbage. I mean, it even looks like garbage compared. Like garbage. Like it looks, yeah.
This is ridiculous.
It's like the colors of garbage.
Yeah, just put it in a glass.
Yeah, put on that garbage like color palette. Oh, you got it. Yeah, Wally.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, that is this label.
Oh, right here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like world. Rust gold, black, brown.
Yep.
Yeah.
That movie was fucked up, but it was really good.
This is a great movie. Did you see that new Toy Story trailer?
I don't know that I did, actually.
Yeah.
I heard
Can we
it was
see this
coming.
New yeah, Toy this Story up. Trailer here? See, so yeah, it's...
Oh, that's right. No, I heard
these,
about
these
it.
These movies are just like, I'm just going to be sad and like, think about toys.
Okay.
Yeah, right. You can go ahead.
Yeah. No, she literally made
we can commentate over it.
I want you to meet Forky.
Hi.
Hello.
He's a spork.
Yes, yeah, I know.
I don't remember the Porky.
Porky is the most important toy to Bonnie right now. We all have to make sure nothing happens to him.
Woody, we have a situation.
I am not a toy. I was made for soup, salad,
psycho
maybe
fucking
jelly,
pork.
And
oh,
then
shit.
The trash.
Oh my
gotta
god.
Get Porky.
Affirmative.
Why am I alive?
What the
You're
fuck?
Bonnie's toy. You are going to help create happy memories that will last for the rest of her life.
Huh? What?
Oh, yeah.
This presents so many questions.
Bo? Yeah.
Bo?
Hi there. My name is Gabby.
We can't stay.
I'm sold
yes,
on this
you can,
movie.
Boy.
Oh, my God.
Here.
No time to explain. Come with me.
We need to get back to our kid.
Aw, Sheriff Woody, always coming to the rescue.
Bonnie needs Forky.
Woody, who needs a kid's room when you can have all of this?
Wow.
Woody, aren't we going to Bonnie?
We have to find them.
What do we do, Buzz?
What would Woody do?
Jump out of a moving vehicle.
Let's go.
You gotta go.
Buzz was always like, I love Buzz.
You've handled this lost toy life better than I could.
Open your eyes, Woody. There's plenty of kids out there. Sometimes change can be good.
You can't teach this old toy new tricks.
You'd be surprised.
Bonnie? We're going home, Forky.
Bonnie, I'm coming!
Woody!
To infinity and beyond!
Animation has gotten insane for this.
Every day.
Yeah. I was made to help a child. I don't remember it being.
Like, this is a fucking movie about toys.
He's whispering in your ear.
Like,
everything's gonna be okay.
It looks so great.
June 21st.
That looks incredible.
That looks really good. Yeah. When I heard about a Toy Story 4, mm-hmm. I was like, what are they going to do? They already...
Right?
Okay, toys yeah. are alive. Cool.
Dude, that's the first bawled one. In Toy that's Story 3.
Three, yeah.
Like, I was in college when it came out. I was like, oh my God, they're just going to burn alive.
Yeah. Yeah, they all joined hands and accepted their fate.
Yeah.
And they were saved. Spoiler alert.
Wait, but, I'm curious know. About this. Let's watch this. This is the original trailer for Toy Story.
Ooh. Ooh, it's in
dude, the animation has gotten so much better. Yeah, yeah, it's in 4:3. Yeah. Like, it's like the old film logo where it's like bouncing.
360p is the best way to do it.
When people aren't around.
Oh, you got the God voice.
It's showtime.
Walt Disney Pictures invite you into a world where toys come to life.
Wow, cool. Let's go to my room, guys.
Traveler, Andy is coming upstairs. Back to your places, hurry!
Did you see
my ear? Out of my way!
Wow. Yeah. Quick, make a space! This is where the spaceship lands!
Fuck so about good. Woody.
The veteran.
Draw! Oh, got me again!
Buzz, the rookie.
Have you been replaced?
No one's getting replaced.
Excuse me.
Well, Lightyear to the rescue!
Oh. Okay.
I thought that was such a great story arc of, like,
yeah.
Buzz thinking he's a real space ranger. That's
watch the ship tonight.
Hell yeah.
Don't even think about it, cowboy. Two heroes ready for anything.
I don't like confrontations.
Except each other.
Whoa, a laser.
It's not a laser.
In a world.
It's a little light bulb that blinks.
What's with him?
Laser envy.
Guys, come on.
But that's about to change. They've stepped over the edge.
This trailer is pretty terrible.
Into the real world.
I think he bounced into Sid's yard.
He tortures toys.
Where is your honor, dirtbag?
A good soldier never leaves a man behind.
Where the name of the game is survival.
I'm lost.
Said it's all your fault.
My fault?
That dog, I forgot about that.
I've set my laser to kill.
You're a toy. Use your karate chop action.
Stop that.
What's going on down there?
Come in, Star Command. Send reinforcements.
You
did you ever play the RTS? That was with those
RTS. Of course, that would be Cowboy Dog.
There was a Toy Story RTS game.
There's an RTS. There's like a first person shooter, third person shooter.
Wait, was it Toy Story brand or was it like?
Yeah, I think so. It's like the same sort of thing.
No, I remember playing the PlayStation game, and this PlayStation, I'm like on the OG PlayStation, was hard as fuck.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Love the Thin Lizzy.
Dude, have you seen... Did you watch... Well, first of all, I want to talk about some Marvel shit for a minute.
Well, but before we do that, I wanted to say... Well, no, let's talk about some Marvel shit.
No, what'd you want to get into
I forgot it, so yeah. let's go talk
well,
about
well, first
Marvel.
Of all, I brought it up a little earlier, but James Gunn gets reinstated for Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Mm-hmm.
This was like a year ago he got fired, and he got fired. First of all, he got fired for some stupid-ass tweets.
He did.
Which everybody was doing those tweets back in the day. That's what Twitter was when it came out over 10 years ago. That's what Twitter was. I'm sure I've got tweets out there. Go dig them up. Whatever they say, go dig them up. I've got stupid shit out there. And he said some stupid shit. But that's what Twitter was back in the day. And what gets me, though, is it was Breitbart and some super alt-right shit that dug up those tweets and basically planted it for, you know, more left-leaning people to get offended by. It's like, that's what it was for. And he apologized and, you know, whatever. I mean, who can... I know I said some stupid shit 10 years ago. Not even on Twitter, just in general. I'm not
the president of the United States
still
fucking
me.
Tweeting stupid shit. Right now.
Which that to me is also that irony is not lost on me of you've got our president and that like you're worried about his tweets. But then, yeah, it's I thought it was ridiculous that he was fired to begin with. But I'm very glad he's reinstated. Dave Bautista, who plays Drax, was very adamant that, like, basically saying, first of all, if you don't use his script, I'm not returning to play Drax. Mm-hmm. I signed a contract to be in a film that was from this guy, written by this guy, and that's not what's happening. So Dave Bautista was, like, kind of playing that card of, like, I'm not going to come back unless. So. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was. It's good to see people, like, he's a wrestling dude.
Yep.
Tying that back into some of our past episodes here recently, but I was glad to see him stand by his buddy here. Like, because I thought James Gunn getting fired from the get-go was kind of fucking ridiculous, to be honest. But even going from that, it's like, have you seen Captain Marvel yet?
Not yet. Well, I need to. I haven't had time.
Spoiler alert a little bit, people. It may get spoiled a little bit for
okay.
you. But, it's kind of one of those things. There's not really anything it can really do other than it fits into a puzzle hole. Like if you've got a jigsaw puzzle and there's a corner you've been missing,
mm-hmm.
it fits perfectly.
For the record, people corner. Start with the corners. Start well, with the saying. Corner, start with the border, and then work your way in on a puzzle.
That right but there is aside. Exactly why I thought that was a more apt metaphor.
Yeah.
Just because people know the corners.
Mm-hmm.
People may not have finished the middle of a puzzle, but they finished a fucking corner.
Yeah, yeah. You so know what's going
to... That's why I opted to go with that
I
metaphor.
I dig the metaphor. I just wanted to make sure that if for any people, any puzzle building newbies out there, make sure you start with the outside and work your way in. It's way easier.
I think it's a safe assumption that we should probably open this other Neapolitan.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure these things
yeah, are Yeah, I think decent. That's a solid...
decent.
...investment in our time have and
you ever
energy.
Have you ever watched Trailer Park Boys?
I have, yeah.
You have? Did yeah. you enjoy it?
It's all right. I can watch it when I'm fucked up. I okay. really enjoy it when I'm fucked up. Kind of like workaholics. Mm-hmm. Like if, you know, I've had a few, I'm chilling out. There's some yeah. CBD involved.
Some bath bombs.
I'll enjoy it. Yeah, some bath bombs. There we go. But yeah, Captain Marvel. So there's going to be like maybe a little bit of spoilers here moving forward. Because it fits into a perfect little puzzle slot into the MCU. It changes some things about the MCU.
Okay.
It basically establishes, because it takes place in 1994, 1995, it basically establishes that after Howard Stark found the Tesseract, the Tesseract is featured in this film.
Okay. Oh, right. Yeah, it takes place in the past. Yeah, so. It
takes place in the past, so Thanos hasn't gotten a hold of it yet. And... basically, and again, spoilers alert, people, but after Howard Stark found the Tesseract at the bottom of the ocean after Captain America, he, sometime after his Ant-Man interaction with Hank Pym in the 80s,
yeah.
he handed it over to Mar-Vell, who was incognito as a human and was a Kree and experimenting with some sublight travel engines.
Which I think is really cool. I already knew they were going to introduce them and all yeah. that stuff. So I think that's...
Well,
that's
they've introduced nice. The Kree before.
Yeah.
Like, they've been in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Well, they've been in Guardians of the Galaxy. They've been in...
Did they introduce the Skrull in this one?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
And
that's
what
I was thinking,
interesting, too, is the Skrulls in the comic books have largely been built up to be a bad guy because it's a species, basically, with their skill based on deception, is they can... look at anything and decide and like somehow optically decode its DNA and replicate people. So it's like,
I can't get past this beer.
You can like, they can just copy people and become their duplicates. And going into this, I thought it was going to lead into the Kree-Skrull war, which it does, which is a huge war that's been waging for thousands of years in the Marvel lore. And there's a whole secret invasion plot in the comics mm-hmm. where, I was convinced people at the end of this movie replaced. That it was going to reveal like, oh, Captain America's been a Skrull this whole time or
There's
something like that.
There's all sorts of that shit that happens. Oh, yeah. Get some more of that. That's yeah. what I'm saying. I can't get past it. It's so good. It's so good. I'm going to have to get some of this for the lady. If you got a lady and she doesn't like beer,
yeah.
grab some of this for the lady.
It tastes
or
like
ladies,
melted down
if
Neapolitan
you have a guy well. And he doesn't like beer, grab some of this for your guy. Yeah, make the first. Yeah. You make the first move.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, if you found somebody on Bumble.com, they don't like beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. give them
that. That's okay. Everybody's got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Theme of the night.
But make
the first move.
But yeah, so it fits in very snugly into the MCU. And I don't know. I really enjoyed it. It's a really good movie. It establishes the Kree as not... They're not bad guys in this movie. Mm. It's set up to be that, and that's what they are in the comics, but I was very happy to see that they aren't bad guys. But it mainly is there to establish how badass Captain Marvel is. She's stronger than Thor. This is Superman coming to the MCU, is basically what this is.
Yeah.
Like, her powers are directly because she got infused with energy from the Tesseract. Similar to how Wanda and her brother Quicksilver were infused from the Mind Stone, she got infused from the Tesseract. So, yeah, can we play that that new Avengers trailer? Let's check that out.
Yeah. In that
cave. This is mostly old footage here.
Realized I loved you.
They also say that Kevin Feige said that all the footage in the trailers only come from the first part of the movie, like maybe first 30 minutes. I was really like, fuck yeah. Not spoiling anything.
The world has changed. None of us can go back.
Hawkeye. That's probably a flashback scene.
And sometimes the best that we can
flashing back to show his daughter is getting evaporated.
Is to start over.
And Hawkeye went rogue. His family evaporated.
I really like the use of color and stuff.
Yeah, why do you think that is? Just the red.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So all these people die.
The stone? Color of the stone?
Maybe. The reality stone? Maybe that's what I was thinking. Maybe it has something to do with the reality stone, which is the red stone.
That's so, neat, but it's not bright red with only yeah. like partially blue stone.
So why would they make those stand out? We got Ant-Man here. And some sort of desolate. He's back out of the quantum realm.
Everyone who's not in this room.
What's interesting is it does show that some time passes here. Like... You can tell that by Black Widow's hair. Is that there's definitely some time passed. Because it shows her with her Infinity War hairdo, and then it shows her with this longer hairdo, like right there.
Whatever it takes.
I'm so ready for this.
I mean, it kind of spoils right here. You got Nebula, Tony. So they clearly make it back to Earth. We gotta play the last part here.
I like this one.
I'm going on fun.
Yeah, like.
No, but it's like she's more powerful than Thor. So,
I'm so ready.
Yeah.
I am so ready for that movie.
Freaking blasty blast.
They did a great job with the first one, and they've been doing a great job for 10 years. And I mean, to be fair, Disney's been doing a great job for decades. Can't really deny it.
Yeah.
But they know that this has to be good. They know going into it that after this 10, 12 year stint, it has to be good.
Yeah, it has
otherwise,
to.
Otherwise, they're fucked.
Well, Kevin Feige, the like main guy behind all this, is calling the first 22 films, which is what we're up to now.
Fucking crazy.
The Infinity Saga. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it is. All the Infinity Gauntlet stuff is going to be wrapped. And as much as I've loved that, it'll also be exciting to see what's on the other side of that.
Yeah.
Once it is wrapped up. But
oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
it has to be good. There's no way that it cannot be good.
It has to be. It has to be, or I'm going to say Disney is fucked. Not fucked. Yeah. They're not fucked. They own everything.
There's no way they'll ruin it. They know that it's too big of a cash cow.
It really
is. It's too big.
They can't. Yeah.
And the Fox merger completed today.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah, as of today, when we're recording this, which is Tuesday, you guys get this on Thursday or Friday, but the Disney-Fox merger completed today, which I don't know what that means. So the preview for X-Men Dark Phoenix.
I was going to bring that up,
actually.
Was
just released. And which looks, eh.
That's another part of what I was going to say.
Yeah. What were you going to bring up about?
So, talking about how they've done all this stuff and how they're they're bringing in the Kree-Skrull War and how that's another big plot line to set up. And Dark Phoenix, I remember the Dark Phoenix saga from the 90s cartoon of X-Men, which was amazing. And it came after the Phoenix saga and all that stuff, yeah. which was amazing in the cartoon. There was like 72 episodes, 20 minutes each. You should marathon the fuck out of them. They're so good. X-Men Evolution, side note, also
X-Men
very
Evolution
good.
Was a great show.
Very good award-winning show.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dark Phoenix saga is not something that you can just do in a movie. It's a 5-episode saga. The original Phoenix saga was a 5-episode saga. We've seen the Phoenix come out in the X-Men before in the beginning of X-Men 2, or sorry, the very, very end after credits of X-Men 2. Not after credits. It's when they're flying away from the place.
Mm-hmm.
You see sort of like a Phoenix under the water.
Yeah.
And then she's in X-Men 3, and that movie was garbage.
Yeah, that movie was terrible.
But they did the whole Days of Future Past thing and fucked everything around. And then Age of Apocalypse is forgettable.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened there. Did see it, but don't care. And then this one, like, you can't just go into the Dark Phoenix saga and have it done in, we'll call it 2.5-3 hours. And it's,
well, that's what they're doing, because that's what they do with X-Men movies.
It's garbage, and it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
That's all. I don't think it's going to be good.
No, and I'm right there with you. I'm pretty sure this is going to be the last X-Men movie we're going to get with this cast. Is like once Marvel gets it, and I'm perfectly fine with that, because X-Men First Class was great.
First Class is so good.
I even liked the time travel one, because I'm a sucker for time travel stories, and it had Wolverine in there, and it sort of tied the old to the new.
Yeah,
I was into Days of Future Past, but then Apocalypse sucked.
Deadpool 2 did it better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Deadpool did lots of things better.
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Let's see. Y'all talk First here for a minute. I'm going to go hit the little Cowboys room real quick.
All right. Yeah. Oh, that is from Ryan Reynolds. That's great. Feels like the first day of pool. Yeah. I would like to hang out with Ryan Reynolds. I think he'd be a lot of fun. Did you see Deadpool 2? Did you see the first one? You got to watch the second one. He goes through time with Cable, and he goes and he fixes the timeline. And he goes and just like at the end of it, it's like after credits, he's going through and just like taking out other people in the timeline. And he's like, he shoots himself in Green Lantern. And he's like, yeah, let's finally, I was able to take care of that. Deadpool 2. What are you looking for? Oh, yeah. Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe. That's crazy. Oh my God, those covers are fantastic. That first one even, with Captain America and, is that Spider-Man? I don't either. And Spider-Man and Captain America, and they're all just screaming. I don't know who that other person is. That's the Hulk. There's another Captain America in there.
See,
Thor.
Marvel has said they're going to keep Deadpool largely, like, they said they're going to keep it R-rated. They're going to keep it the way it is.
Good.
Which I believe, I did do any research on this before I'm saying this, but I believe if they own Deadpool, that will be Disney's first R-rated property.
Prove us wrong.
Yeah. Like where Pirates, yeah.
Yeah. Disney school bus.
Like how Pirates of the Caribbean was their first PG-13. I believe that will be their first R-rated property.
Was that their first PG-13?
Yeah.
That was a huge deal. That was good. That movie. When that first came out.
Yeah, the first Pirates of the Caribbean is great.
I saw that at least 8 times in the theaters.
It's so good. I still watch it and really enjoy the first one. It's so fun. Good. It's got a... It's such a great display of visual storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's so good. But,
Can you throw up the post credits of Deadpool 2, where he just goes through the timeline cleaning up?
We can still hear Randy hacking. But anyway, no, I'm excited about this merger. I'm really curious to see how they do it, and I really think this new Marvel Dark Phoenix saga or whatever they're doing, This new movie, that's going to be the last time we're going to see this cast as X-Men.
I really like
Marvel is going to completely recast it to work it in.
I like a lot of this cast. I like Beast.
Yeah, it works. I like. That's what's going to happen. They're going to recast it in order to work it in.
Oh, this is like.
Wait, rewind it back here. I didn't have the volume turned up.
Is it not after the credits when he goes through cleaning up the timeline?
I think this is it right here.
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, just fix it, Eleven, or I'll take it to the genius bar.
Cable's gonna kill you when he finds out.
Never heard of him.
Why do you think I'm helping him?
The Lord works in mysterious ways. Don't I? A good day.
Bye, Ray.
She was adorable, like the whole movie. Yeah.
That was probably a bad idea.
Yeah, and it plays Cher in the background.
It's a great Cher song. Fuck a Tumbacta. Such a good song.
We're definitely naming our kids Cher.
Somebody,
definitely naming our kids
I regret Cher. Not seeing in Las Vegas when she had a residency at the Caesar's Palace.
Away! Just walk away! But we're X-Force!
X-Force is just a marketing tool designed by Fox executives to keep Josh Brolin employed. It doesn't exist.
All right, well, this has been pretty scary. And I need to feed my cat.
Go home, Sugar Bear. Go home.
No, it's, Okay. Yeah, Well, I don't know how it'll work, man. Because I know they're definitely... They'd be stupid to fire Ryan Reynolds. And I know they're not going to do that because Ryan Reynolds has, he posted something saying how they will,
out in Wolverine Origins.
How they said they'll keep Deadpool rated R. That's a cash cow.
Fucking terrible.
But it's like right now, it's such a fun tool. He could talk, he could be the meta voice for Disney talking to the audience about the Fox merger.
He could be.
Yeah.
Clean up the timelines. Look, eventually... You're going to hang up the claws.
He could be how they introduce a new Wolverine. It's like, yeah, so you guys were used to Hugh Jackman. Yeah, I loved him too. I thought he was great, but this new guy's pretty good.
That's true. He could just do that.
Say yes.
Oh, right.
Love you.
God damn, that's beautiful.
It's crazy to me that he's also going to be playing Pikachu.
You're welcome, Canada.
Yeah, he's
You're
playing welcome, Detective Canada. Pikachu. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it, actually. Playing. I've been clamoring. And if any of you will watch this, you know exactly who the fuck I'm talking to, because I came at you with a live-action Pokemon movie years ago.
This is a tough
and you said I was an idiot.
Yes, you are practicing a little salute, huh? Yes, you are. We'll take care of that, won't we? Jesus Christ. This is so much harder than I thought.
Anyway, I'm going to, I got one last thing I want to talk about here, though.
You could do this.
Because we are coming in, like, at landing approach.
That's true.
Here.
All right.
Is pretty good. The Brew Chat Comedy Tour.
Exciting times.
And this isn't, like, really an ad. I just want to talk about it for a bit.
Me too.
But had this crazy idea. Wanted to, we're still hammering out a few minor details, but I think enough is there that I can promote it now, and I want to start promoting it as soon as I can. But basically the gist is I've got six comics loaded up on a bus. We're going to drive around, do pop-up shows at four different breweries in town. And we'll release the schedule of that. It's probably going to start about five or six. It's going to be on May 24th. That's what it was, right?
That's right. I got it written down. Friday, yeah. May 24th.
Friday, May 24th. Going to be starting at Naked River. So... make sure you be down there, and then we'll be ending back at the Chattanooga Brewing Company, so you can kind of make a full circle if you wanted to follow us around, or if you just want to meet us at a specific brewery, you can do that too, but we're going to be spending about an hour at each brewery, and then 30 minutes of that is going to be comedy, and then the other 30 minutes is going to be like, well, a loose 20 to 30 minutes is going to be just kind of hang out, let's enjoy a beer together sort of thing, and then maybe do a little beer review sort of situation.
Yeah, it's a loose schedule.
Yeah, it's going to be loose, but we'll be able to tell you.
On the bus. Yeah.
Well, our goal is to be able to say, like, okay, we're going to be here. You know, I'm just not sure if we're going to be starting. I'm still hammering out some details if we're starting at 5 or 6. But either way, it's roughly an hour at each spot.
Each place.
So you'll know if you specific, and it'll be different comedy spot. They're not just going to load up and just give you the same comedy. If you follow us around, that's lame. They're going to be giving you different jokes at each spot. It's going to be a good time. And then you can get beers and all that good stuff.
I'm very excited
about it.
Hang out with us, have some insight, a little bit of flavor text, if you will.
And I've not debuted it yet, but we've got a phenomenal poster that's coming out. I'll be hosting the event, and then we'll be down at each thing. We're going to be filming it. It's going to be a really, really good time.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this.
I'm super excited. And then we'll be the event's going to go live on Facebook here in the next coming weeks. And it's largely outside of just buy beer, people. Buy beer at the breweries you're at. We're not charging for this. It's you get free entertainment. Yeah. Just show up, have fun. Buy good beer. That's all we ask.
Yeah. It's not hard.
But outside of that, I guess that's all we got for this week. You got anything going on?
We got Bruce Guy's April 13th. I have this written down, Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, our Game of Thrones episode coming out, which will start the episode or the day after Bruce Guy's, which is April 13th. We will start. We're going to be doing a live stream. We're probably not going to do it like the wrestling thing. That was kind of a tester for me personally to see how that worked out. But probably going to be just doing, we'll do like maybe we may have it running while the show is on, but not showing any of the show. It's just going to be kind of our reactions. And we may not be saying much of anything. So, maybe not. But we're definitely going to be doing an after show that is going to start streaming live about 10 minutes at the end of every show. But we won't show you that. You'll see our reactions to the end of the show. And then that's going to bleed into a live show that, on and so forth.
Talk about
that. And Matt Harris is going to be joining us. It should be a good time. Local comic Matt Harris. Mm-hmm. He's been on the show here a couple times. You're going to join us a couple times.
Yeah, I won't be able to make it every night.
Yeah. But it should be a really, really good time. And it's the last season of Game of Thrones, so some serious shit is about to go down.
Yeah. You ready for them walkers?
Well, then, as always, get down to Riverside Wine Spirits. Every Friday and Saturday, 4 to 6, they've got the Growler promo on Friday. Wine promo on Saturday. You can always get a taster of beer or wine. It's always a good thing. Bruce Guy's mentioned that.
Chattabrooga.
Hopped Up Network at thehoppedupnetwork.com. Chattabrooga is coming up in May
11th.
Don't quote me on that, but I think May 11th.
Ish.
Yeah, it's around there. Mother's Day weekend generally, which I think is a terrible decision, but terrible do what decision. You do, people.
Yeah.
But we'll be down there for that. And then, as always, Bumble.
That's right.
You make the first move. And there's been episode 185 of the Brew Chat Podcast, people. We'll see you guys next week.